Good morning. I think I have the easiest mission, because once you've decided to become credentialed in public health, maintaining that certification is clearly something you'll want to do. So how do you do that? Well, there's many different ways to gather the credits you'll need to maintain your certification. But the certification allows you to have continued recognition in the field, and it allows the National Board of Public Health examiners to meet National Commission for Certifying Agency standards, because this is what's happening across the board in other professions. It meets benchmarks set forth in all other professions related to health. And it's currency. You know, you're immediately recognized for having the skill set that you can use in the event of a public health emergency. You're telling folks that if you maintain your credentials, that you're keeping current in the field, up to date. I find it very helpful myself in teaching that students know that I'm making an effort to gather information that's new and current that I can share with them as part of maintaining my certification and gathering new information through continuing education. So the tricky part, or not so tricky. So there's a couple of ways to do it right now. You have to earn and document 50 hours of continuing education every 2 years. And that's pretty much the average for other professions. You can do this in two ways. It can be formal or informal. And you would just keep a log of it at this point yourself. I have an Excel sheet on my computer, and I've maintained a record. I needed to start capturing credits in January of 2010, and I've got 30 so far, not including this meeting. So I feel like it's an easy task to do. You will have to complete a reassessment. So before everybody has a panic attack over that, what you should know is it will not be repeating the same kind of test you've taken originally. It's unclear exactly what the reassessment is going to look like at this point, but it won't be that. What qualifies as continuing education? Well, the certification in public health, the CE Commission, you can have formal and documented participation in learning activities that address one of the domains tested in the exam. The activities have to be scholarly, and the board encourages a variety of activities. So you're open to really pursue your interests as long as you make an effort to cover the domains. Now, these have been discussed already, but there are these cross-cutting opportunities, too. So there may be things happening in your work environment that fit into these categories, and you should sort of look at the list and see what's out there in the field for you to participate in and then document. There's sort of the standard ones, certainly attending a meeting like this, and as you noticed when you walk in the main floor, there's an opportunity to document your continuing education on a computer or one of many in the hall. So you'd go there after you attend a session and put the numbers in and track it that way. You can attend online sessions potentially, and things happening again in your own work environment or in your local public health department or public health agencies. So when do you have to start earning? Well, if the 2008 cohort, we're already almost a year in, and we've had the responsibility of documenting and maintaining credits. We have till 2012 to get our 50. If you pass the test in 2009, then you'll start accumulating credits in 2011. And the cohort of 2010 will start in 2012. You can find pre-approved credits provided by these groups already. And clearly, if you're here at the public health meeting, you can look at the list of opportunities that provide credit in the book, and there's a list actually at the continuing education desk. They'll give you a handout with which sessions are pre-approved for credit for continuing education credit. And what happens if you don't earn enough CEs in the 2 years? Well, don't do that, because you've gone through so much trouble to study and prepare for this test, and to go out there and say, you know, I too am a professional, and I too am maintaining my continuing education and making an effort to stay current. I mean, this is something that's done in so many other professions. Funeral directors are doing this, and, you know, we should certainly do it too. So if you don't keep up with the 50 credit requirement in the 2 year session, then you do have to go back and revisit the exam. And that may not be something you're looking forward to. So it's certainly worth avoiding. And that's all I have for you.